We don't have David Martin at the Pentagon.
Attacking Iraq and have been for several hours now, and it's believed that U.S. cruise-type missiles also are hitting targets inside Iraq. The Iraqi government was reported around midday today to be trying to move chemical weapons within reach of U.S. forces in Saudi Arabia. That's the situation as we await some official White House announcement. Marlon Fitzwater, the well-known spokesman for President Bush, has just told us just a few seconds ago that we could expect something at the White House. We know not what very shortly. We want to emphasize that the information that we began passing along from CBS News and our correspondents in Baghdad, in Saudi Arabia, at the Defense Department, and at the White House is now that following on behind that are coming reports from the wire services, principally the Associated Press, and the wire services are now confirming and quoting official U.S. military spokesmen with such quotes as history is in the making, and confirming that the fighter bombers, these are manned fighter bombers, this F-15E, and no one should have any illusions. Once these fighter bombers get over Iraq, casualties can be expected. Real war, real death, real wounds, real pain. We go now to the White House.
I have a statement by the President of the United States. The liberation of Kuwait
has begun. Press Secretary Marlon Fitzwater.
In conjunction with the forces of our coalition partners, the United States has moved under the code name Operation Desert Storm to enforce the mandates of the United Nations Security Council. As of 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Operation Desert Storm forces were engaging targets in Kuwait and Iraq. President Bush will address the nation at 9 o'clock p.m. tonight from the Oval Office. I'll try to get you more as soon as we can. Thank you very much.
That was White House Press Secretary Marlon Fitzwater, who spoke very briefly and did not take any questions after that. What he said was that as of 7 o'clock this evening, the United States has begun to engage targets in Kuwait and Iraq to enforce the United Nations resolutions that were passed against Iraq for its withdrawal, for its refusal to withdraw from Kuwait. And the Operation Desert Shield, as he said, has become Operation Desert Storm. And perhaps Ben Works and CBS News correspondent Doug Poling can tell us what that means. They've changed the name of this operation. Obviously, the nature of it has changed.
Well, the nature of it was supposed to be defensive when we went over there, Operation Desert Shield, being a defensive nature. Now, if it's ever, if it's Operation Desert Storm, then we can only assume that that it's changed from defensive to offensive, and also the fact that some of the targets in Kuwait are being hit is significant.
Let's switch now to the White House and CBS News correspondent Wyatt Andrews with Dan Rather.
Of course, Dan, other than the report that the president will address the nation at 9 o'clock, is that Fitzwater said that forces were being engaged in both Iraq and Kuwait. Meaning that this, the theater of operations here in this brief disclosure by Fitzwater is not confined just to Iraq right now, but that we are, the United States is, bombing targets also in Kuwait. I'm sure we'll find details, more details from the president. This is following, I should add, Dan, a very closely guarded White House script. They had promised all along that the go order would not be very complicated. It would just be a matter of the president announcing that he'd launched it. That's what we heard from Mr. Fitzwater, and the details to come in 2 hours.
Thanks, Wyatt. And in Washington, and the rains came. War in the Middle East. Here's what we know and what we don't know. U.S. fighter bombers, F-15E Eagles, are striking targets in Iraq and in Kuwait. It's believed, not yet confirmed, that U.S. cruise-style missiles, these are unmanned missiles, Tomahawk, that's a version of the cruise missile, also, we believe, have been fired at targets in Iraq and or Kuwait. The attack began around 4:50 Eastern U.S. time today and has continued since then. There have been reports of flashes of light in the distance in Baghdad. Now, let me describe for you that Baghdad is a fairly large city. Those of you who haven't been there might be surprised at how modern it is, with a lot of freeways and very tall buildings. There have been no reports of any flashes in the downtown section of Baghdad itself. There are, of course, many military installations around Baghdad, and in the distance this evening, Alan Pizzi, Larry Doyle, our other correspondents in Baghdad, reported seeing these flashes in the distance. They didn't know what they were, and they still don't know what they were. The U.S. military has confirmed the following. They have confirmed that F-15E fighter bombers, they can do air-to-air combat to take out enemy aircraft, and they can also hit targets in the ground. We're taking off from central Saudi Arabia. In the easternmost part of Saudi Arabia, in what would be the largest U.S. air base in that part of the country, a steady stream of fighter bombers have been taking off for quite some time. Now, let us underscore to you that insofar as it can be determined, what has begun right now is the air war. Ground troops, U.S. ground forces, Marines, Army troops, insofar as anyone can determine, while they are poised to strike, have, so far as we know, not, let me underscore the word, not yet started to actually strike. Let's go to David Martin, our CBS News Defense Department correspondent at the Pentagon. David?
Dan, these F-15Es that were reported taking off from central Saudi Arabia, those are aircraft which are designed to fly, very low at night, and they carry 12 500-pound bombs. And if you believe the pilots who fly them, they can use, with computer-assisted bomb sights, they can hit within 15 to 30 meters of their target. They go in very low.
Well, unfortunately, we lost our audio and video to David Martin at the Pentagon, but what David was doing was bringing us up to date on the kind of attack that is obviously underway against targets in Kuwait and or Iraq at the moment.
For those of you who have just joined us, we've been listening to CBS News correspondent Dan Rather. This is Frank Settapani in New York with CBS News correspondent Doug Poling and military affairs analyst Ben Works with our continuing live coverage of the outbreak of hostilities in the Persian Gulf. To briefly summarize what has happened this evening, war with Iraq began early Thursday in Saudi Arabia as a squadron of U.S. fighter bombers took off from the largest airbase in central Saudi Arabia. In Baghdad, there have been numerous reports of bombs falling on the center of the Iraqi capital. CNN moments ago reported that the bombing had intensified and that refineries have now been hit, oil refineries. So the Persian Gulf has, in fact, exploded. The official announcement of this from the White House came a short time ago from Press Secretary Marlon Fitzwater, and here it is.
I have a statement by the President of the United States. The liberation of Kuwait has begun. In conjunction with the forces of our coalition partners, the United States has moved under the code name Operation Desert Storm to enforce the mandates of the United Nations Security Council. As of 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Operation Desert Storm forces were engaging targets in Kuwait and Iraq. President Bush will address the nation at 9 o'clock p.m. tonight from the Oval Office. I'll try to get you more as soon as we can. Thank you very much.
And so that was the announcement from Marlon Fitzwater that war has broken out in the Persian Gulf. There are reports now that the city of Baghdad is blacked out. Ben Works, whether that's by design or whether that's as the result of some military activity, I suppose we really have no way of knowing at this point.
Again, that's correct. They may have deliberately shut off the power and to get an emergency blackout, or it may be that we have already started to shut down Saddam's infrastructure, the power plants. We are getting reports that the refineries are already being hit, and that, in fact, that we may be making effective war in the first wave against his key war-making industries and his war-making centers of resistance. We are not yet receiving reports of random acts against the people, but against his industries, and himself.
Ben, we were told one of the first things to expect would be attacks on the chemical warfare plants, the places where this stuff is stored, the depots, and also the factories where it's made. I haven't heard anything like that yet. I'm a little surprised that they went after the refineries first.
Well, this again, those chemical manufacturing plants are one set of targets. They are well outside of Baghdad, and they would be addressed by other forces, and we will not get reports because there are not Americans out there.
I'm also interested, what do you think about reports of attacks in Kuwait? What might they be hitting in Kuwait?
In Kuwait, you have operational level and tactical level targets. There are, of course, core headquarters and major supply depots. At the front lines, we may well be already attending to Saddam's field artillery and barrage rockets, which may have chemical warheads targeted against the front lines of our allies. I would advise that most American troops are well back from artillery range other than Marine Corps personnel along the coast. That mostly they are our Arab troops along the Kuwaiti border, most at risk from the first wave of chemical attack.
If they're using these Tomahawk cruise missiles, I believe those are fired from battleships such as the Wisconsin. Now, they kept those under wraps while I was there. They wouldn't let us see them for security reasons, but tell us something about them.
Well, officially, of course, still the Tomahawk has two ranges, either a 500-mile range where it can hit within a 25-foot circle, or as far as 1,200 miles, they can still hit within a football field. They're very suitable to known fixed targets. They hug the ground, and they travel at about 600 miles an hour, and we do have somewhat over 500 available for launch from several different classes of platforms. Perhaps we can get back to this.
Okay, fine. We have some late word from Bob Simon in Saudi Arabia. Let's hear that.
We've received an additional detail just in the last few minutes that from a central airbase in central Saudi Arabia, from a large airbase there, C-130 transport planes have been taking off every few minutes for the last hour. Right now I can hear more aircraft taking off around me right here in eastern Saudi Arabia. Let me emphasize that recently, yesterday in fact, a senior Air Force commander here predicted that the air war, the establishing superiority in the air, would take the Air Force approximately 2 days as long as Saddam did not hide any of his planes. This Air Force commander thought that Saddam would engage the American Air Force, that he would lose, and that if he put all his planes up at once, it would take the Americans 2 days to clear the skies. Here are some more fighters taking off right now. I can't tell if they're F-15s or Tornadoes. They are one or the other. Those are the kinds of aircraft which are housed in this base here. The Air Force commander also said that he expected that the Americans would take some losses, that some American planes would be shot down. We'll have an answer to that, I'm afraid, within the next couple of days.
Okay, Ben Works has been listening to the latest from Bob Simon in Saudi Arabia, and Ben, as you read between the lines of that, what more can you tell us?
To the best of our understanding, F-15s taking off from Dhahran are in the air superiority role, so that we are, again, forcing Saddam's Air Force down to the ground.
Frank, one thing I can tell you, Bob is in an excellent position to see those. The Dhahran International Hotel, which is where our base was, the CBS News office, is right literally next door to that air base. And if he's standing out there on the roof of the hotel, which he was a moment ago, I saw the live pictures on the monitors, you can see them and hear them. Of course, in the dark, you may not be able to see them, but you can certainly hear them because it's within a half a mile of where he's standing.
A moment ago, you two were discussing the capability of the Tomahawk missiles. What about the capability of these warplanes that are going in? What can they do?
Well, again, the F-15E model is a ground attack version. It has 500-pound bombs. It operates very low altitude, in a capable pilot's hand, very accurate.
Okay, now let's interrupt and join Dan Rather.
Simon, in Dhahran, Saudi Arabia. Bob?
Dan, I don't know how good this audio is, but the siren started about 30 seconds ago, and we don't know what it means. We don't know if it means anything. People have been very nervous here all day, and, of course, nerves have gone up enormously in the last half hour. The Americans have been saying from the very start and have reinforced over the last couple of days that they do expect Saddam Hussein to try and send something down here, perhaps in the way of Scud missiles, perhaps even some aircraft. People around the hotel we've been staying have been walking around with their gas masks all day, and this is hardly a surprise. This was expected. It might mean nothing. It might mean that somebody knows that something is on the way. Dan?
Bob, are the air raid sirens still sounding?
The air raid sirens are sounding, and another siren has just begun. I believe that is a siren for people in the hotel to go down to a shelter.
Let's, just for 1 second then, Bob, keep an open microphone. Perhaps we've lost our audio. Let's keep an open microphone and listen to that noise for just a moment, that sound. The sound of war in Saudi Arabia as air raid warnings are sounding around the largest American base, military base in Saudi Arabia, around Dhahran. Now, if you want to look at the map, as a matter of fact, Bob Shifu, we can go to you very quickly. You can show us, you and General Chris, roughly where Dhahran is, if you're prepared to do so. Dhahran is right there. Would you point again, General, if you don't mind?
Right.
Well, that's Riyadh, the capital of Saudi Arabia. You see the Persian Gulf, Kuwait above it, and you see where Dhahran is. That's where Bob Simon was a moment ago, and where he says that they're going into bomb shelters in Dhahran. Bob Simon has just left his broadcasting place to head for one of the shelters. Now, we have lost our signal to Dhahran. Perhaps you saw a flash up on the screen there. We no longer have a signal to Dhahran. Now, in the spirit of what we know and what we don't know, we do not know that there's an airstrike underway against American forces in Dhahran. What we do know is that U.S. forces have launched airstrikes against Iraq and Kuwait, both by manned aircraft and, we believe, by unmanned cruise-style missiles. Air raid signals sounded around Dhahran, as you heard Bob Simon report. Then everybody was told to head for the shelters. Whether there's an attack or whether it was simply an alert, we do not know. Now, you heard Bob Simon talk about the so-called Scud missile. The Scud missile is the best that the Iraqis have. It has a reputation of, one, having fairly short range, but enough range to reach targets in Saudi Arabia, including Dhahran. It has the reputation of being a very inaccurate missile. Now there are air raid sirens in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. Now we want to go to the map and show you where Riyadh is. If we can get the map up, we'll try to keep you posted on the map where things are happening. Riyadh is the capital of Saudi Arabia. Again, people are moving to the air raid shelters there. On the map, you can see Riyadh is more in the center of the country, the major cities in Saudi Arabia.
This is Rich Holter in the WCC Radio News Bureau. Operation Desert Storm, the attack on Iraq has begun. That announcement came officially from Marlon Fitzwater at the White House shortly after 6:07. President Bush will address the nation on the war activities in the Persian Gulf at 8 o'clock tonight, Twin Cities time. We will now take you to Baghdad, Saudi Arabia, through the courtesy of CNN's vantage point at the Rashid Hotel. And we'll keep an eye on CBS and bring you back there if anything warrants. But now let's go to CNN out of Baghdad.
I've been through a few of these in the past. I think we're safe enough here for the time being. Within a minute, we can get to a shelter downstairs. I'd like to make one comment. It was said that when the U.S. air attack started, all communications would be totally blanked out. We presumed that we wouldn't be able to talk to you like this, but that, whatever that that plan was, or whatever that proposal was, or system was, it doesn't seem to have worked because we still have...
We're going to switch you now from CNN to CBS, where they have a reporter live by telephone in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, a microphone in Saudi Arabia, where apparently they're under attack.
As you look at the map, you can tell Riyadh is, I emphasize, is the capital of Saudi Arabia. Jeddah is its biggest commercial city, which is on the Red Sea. As you looked at the map, Jeddah would be off to the west, and Dhahran would be off to the east. Now, trying to bring you up to date very quickly on what we know and what we don't know. War in the Middle East. Combat around the Persian Gulf. Offensive strikes by the U.S. Air Force. We believe, U.S. Navy and Marine aircraft as well, although we do not know about the latter. The only thing that's been officially announced by any military spokesman is the engagement of U.S. F-15E fighter bombers, those aircraft designed to knock out Iraqi planes from the sky if necessary, and also capable of attacking targets from the ground. David Martin at the Pentagon has reported that his information is that U.S. cruise-style missiles, known as Tomahawks, the particular style of cruise missile being used in this instance, also have been launched against targets in Iraq and possibly also in Kuwait. We do not know well, the extent of the attacks in Iraq and Kuwait. What we do know is that the raids have been underway for about 2 hours now. Our most reliable information from U.S. military sources, this was official information, is that the raids began about 4:50 this afternoon Eastern time.
Well, Dan gives us background on what is going on. Let's switch back to John Holloman for CNN, reporting live from Baghdad.
Off in the distance, we can continue to hear, you know, what may be the sound of bombs coming down. But there are no very noticeable explosions at our position. We're not being rocked and rolled by anything here by any means at the present time. Yeah, Bernie?
John, it occurs to me that this attack is going to just shake the psyches of the Baghdadis here. This is unprecedented, and I'm really anxious for daybreak to come so that we can get out and see what has been wrought here.
Right. Daybreak is only 4 hours away, and if we make it that long, we'll certainly be able to do that. I'll tell you, in my conversations, Bernie, with the people of Baghdad, they've always said, oh, we had all these rockets come in the Iran-Iraq war, and I kept telling the people who I spoke with, well, you know, the American and the coalition forces have bombs much stronger than the ones that came during the Iran-Iraq war. Oh, no, we'll be all right, they say. I have a feeling that when dawn breaks here in Baghdad, the Iraqis are going to have a whole different level of feeling and potential respect for the Allied forces. Let's check in with Atlanta just for a moment to see if they can give us some more information from any of their outposts around the world. Dave French in Washington, CNN colleagues around the network, what can you tell us?
Well, John, thank you. This is David French in Washington. The president is going to address the nation at 9 p.m. Eastern. We will be carrying that live. There will be followed by a briefing. Secretary of Defense Cheney with Joint Chiefs man Colin Powell, General Powell, right after the president speaks. We're going now to a report from Riyadh, where our John Sweeney is waiting. Please come in.
In Riyadh, the monitor said that he cannot find Baghdad radio, so presumably it's off the air. But earlier this evening, Prime Minister Shamir indicated that the United States has apparently dropped its reluctance to coordinate its air battle plans with Israel. Shamir said on television that there's some sort of an agreement with the United States and that Israel was maintaining contact. Now, Saddam Hussein, as you know, has threatened to hit Israel if he's attacked, and presumably he would hit Israel with chemical weapons. The Israelis have made it clear that they would retaliate and would not just let the U.S. Air Force do the job of taking out the missiles. So there was a great deal of worry that Israeli planes and American planes would be in the air at the same time, and perhaps American pilots and Israeli pilots might shoot each other down. The agreement, if there has been an agreement, sort of clears the decks now for the Israeli Air Force to take action. Israeli planes.
Tom Fenton is reporting from Tel Aviv, where there is no attack. We want to repeat, there is no attack on Tel Aviv at this point. Tom Fenton reporting for CBS. Now we're going to go back to David French, who has been in conversation with John Sweeney in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia.
Was, being taken to shelter. Richard Blystone is in Jerusalem now. Richard. Richard Blystone is standing by in Jerusalem, probably a little difficult to hear. Richard, please come in.
Hey, fine, David. The most violent day, they say, in the history of warfare is almost an hour old, and most of Israel, I can say confidently, doesn't know anything about it. It's 2:30 in the morning here, and the streets are unnaturally quiet. The Israeli government, of course, does know about it. The prime minister says he has been informed. The military will be making a statement very soon. There is no sign whatever that Iraq has intends or is making good on its threat. And if war breaks out, it will send missiles and or bombers against Israel. As I ran down here about a half an hour ago from my hotel to make this report, there was almost nothing moving in the streets, a couple of police cars with blue lights flashing. The radio here now is broadcasting CNN live. The foreign ministry also is watching CNN. A lot of people now are getting their news from CNN.
Thank you very much, Richard. And because the diplomats are there watching, and of course we want to know too, we're going to New York at the UN, where Jeannie Moss is standing by and has been copying all that we've had to say. Jeannie.
The Secretary General of the United Nations is up in his office right now watching TV. We're told two of his aides just went up to see him, and they speculated that perhaps the United States might ask for a meeting of the Security Council to brief, inform the members of what was going on, although that has not been requested yet. We're not sure whether it will be or not. It would be customary in this kind of situation. But I would not expect the Council to be doing anything much, because basically this action was authorized by the UN Security Council when it passed a resolution saying that countries could use all necessary means if Iraq didn't get out of Kuwait by the 15th. So here at the UN now, most of the ambassadors have left. They are not here at the moment, but the Secretary General is up in his office, and perhaps the ambassadors will gather later.
This is WCCO St. Paul, Minneapolis. It's cloudy, 26 degrees. Rich Holter, CCO Radio News editor, is with us. Rich.
Well, Denny, for those who might just be joining us on this Wednesday afternoon, now evening, what we are listening to, of course, is network coverage of Operation Desert Storm, the beginning of the war against Iraq. It was announced shortly after 6 o'clock this evening. The president will address the nation from the Oval Office at 8 o'clock tonight, Twin Cities time, and of course, we'll be there. We might also add, Denny, that for those wondering, Minnesota Governor Arnie Carlson, who was scheduled to give his State of the State address tonight, that address has now been postponed because of the activities in the Middle East. So we'll be with it all the time throughout the night and tomorrow, and we'll bring you everything that needs to be covered. And at 6:30 in the Twin Cities, let's go back to CBS.
Experts have suspected that it would, and that is some sort of an air attack, apparently massive air attacks. What do you think is happening right now from what we know, General?
What I think is happening right now is that first, their surface-to-air missiles are now being taken out by the F-4G, the Wild Weasel aircraft, and the EA-6A is being jammed as they try to get rid of those air defenses. At the same time, they're attacking those airfields, trying to get the airplanes on the grounds and in their shelters, going after communication centers, and the missiles that have everybody warned about, I think they're going after too, Bob.
Thank you, General. Back to you, Dan.
CBS News producer and reporter John Reed is in a protective bunker in Dahran. Remember, that's on the eastern coast of Saudi Arabia near the Persian Gulf. John, what's happening there at the moment?
Well, it's just everybody sitting around down in the basement of the International Hotel here. The sirens went off. We tried to broadcast as long as possible, as you know. And then the hotel cut the power. I'm sure it's for lights out and for safety. We have no idea whether there's any real air raid about. None of us are going to gamble with that. Of course, we're going to stay down here in the basement until it's all clear. Everybody just grabbed their gas masks and their chemical suits and ran down in the dark.
Thank you very much, John Reed. Let's leave that map up for just a moment, if you will, please, because it will help us orient people. As you look at the map, there have been air raid sirens. That doesn't necessarily mean air attacks. Air raid sirens in Riyadh, in the center of Saudi Arabia, the capital of the country. Dahran there on the coast around the Persian Gulf. Look, just north of Dahran, there's a road that runs from Dahran right on up into Kuwait. While Kuwait is not marked on this particular map, it's right there at the, well, you can see it in slight red below Iraq. On that road, leading from Dahran up to Kuwait, is where the U.S. Marines are basically based. If you look on the map now to the west, that is looking off to the left of the map.
This is CBS News continuing coverage of the outbreak of the air war in the Persian Gulf. We've been hearing an awful lot this evening in the last few minutes about geography of the region. Doug Poling is recently back from Saudi Arabia. Doug, fill us in on the lay of the land. We're hearing now that air raid sirens have been going off in Dahran. Apparently there is a good deal of activity there, as well as Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. Where are these cities, and how close are they to Kuwait?
Well, Frank, the first thing I think it's important to say is that we do not know that there have been any counterattacks by the Iraqis on any of these cities in Saudi Arabia. We know that the air raid sirens have gone off, and the people have taken to the shelters, and that could be strictly precautionary. I want to stress that we do not know that Saudi Arabia itself is under attack or counterattack. Now, if you think of Saudi Arabia as being a clock, let's look at it that way, then Dahran would be about 3 o'clock. It's on the eastern coast of Saudi Arabia, on the Persian Gulf, or the Arabian Gulf, as they call it there, and it is strategically very important. Riyadh would be over toward the center of the clock, in the middle, and it is the capital. It's about 250 miles west of Dhahran. Dhahran is very important because of the oil refining capacity there. Aramco, the big oil complex, is there. There's a big oil base and the International Hotel. Again, if the Iraqis have countered with Scud missiles, by the way, we must stress that although they're dangerous potentially, they are notoriously inaccurate, and they have a range of less than 200 miles, at least we think they do.
Doug, we know that communications have been disrupted with Dhahran. In that city, radio pool reporter Tony Winton was attempting to file a report when he lost contact with the United States. Here's what it sounded like.
Washington, we're seeing activity here in the hotel. Washington, we're seeing activity here in the hotel. Washington, we're seeing activity here in the hotel.
That's very dramatic.
Washington, Washington, Washington.
That apparently was the end of the transmission. Just a few minutes in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, someone said at a major hotel on the phone, "I can't talk. Everyone is gone. There's an air raid emergency." Doug, you've been in those air raid shelters, those bomb shelters.
Yes.
What are they like?
Yes.
Well, how protective are they?
Well, they give quite a bit of protection. The Dhahran International Hotel is a huge, modern hotel with a concrete structure base. And they took us down to the basement for a drill when I was there. And the basement is underground, and it seems pretty solid. And it's pretty big, so it would hold quite a few people. And now if Tony is in, I know Tony Winton, by the way, I work with him over there. If he's in Riyadh, I'm not quite sure where he is, but he's probably at the Hyatt Regency, which is where the U.S. military in Riyadh is located. And that is also a major hotel, presumably with a very big air raid shelter in the basement.
Let's just sum up. President Bush at 9 o'clock this evening, which is less than 90 minutes from now, is going to address the nation. It has been officially announced at the White House. The announcement came about.